to be back. Myla and I were here, it seemed just like yesterday, although it was probably 6 or 8 months ago. And Pastor Bruce invited me to come, share what's going on in Thailand, what's going on with the family, and give a few words that may encourage us this week. Originally, he said, please bring a message so I can take the day off. But as you've seen, he's pretty active for a guy taking a day off, and that, I guess, speaks to the character of the man. Aiden and Myla are doing great. Probably like most of you, doing the homeschool thing or online learning, I guess, or remote learning, excuse me for the wrong terminology, and working around the house and trying to stay in the best we can. Myla, of course, misses the family back in the Philippines, as do I, and even Aiden. More and more he's talking about going back, his old classmates, our home. But that's okay. That's natural, I guess. Cha-Cha and Kay, daughters 1 and 2, teach in separate towns. So they're not able to get back to the homestead. And that's kind of one of the differences between where we live in the Philippines and here in Mass. Lockdown really means lockdown, like in your house. Not allowed to go out without a pass. And even that is only one day a week. So they're experiencing even more of a lockdown. And all over Asia, the governments aren't giving 1,500 or 2,000. There's no government handouts. So people living on or above the poverty line to begin with, not being able to work for weeks and months, is really affecting both Philippines and Asia. Our Thailand workers, they all decided to stay. Cables with the English ministry and Indahars with their urban poor ministry and those doing other things, they decided to stay. Thailand doesn't have as much COVID as we have here in the U.S., but suicide rates increased, sense of hopelessness, sheltering in place has really affected the Thai people, which gives us new opportunities to share God, because a lot of what we do is connect the story of God with the story of the Thai people, much like you're doing here. And that's what Converge IM is doing around the world. We're asking God for a gospel movement among every least reached people group in our generation. And that's something you can have a significant role in. We know you love your missionaries. I see the pictures downstairs. You care about us. You have a personal relationship with us. But what happens when we leave or retire? Ames, Berries, Martins, does your love of that people group change? Does it move to a new place as the missionaries move and change? See, initiatives are trying to connect churches to have more long-term relationships with the people group, not just people as missionaries. Be on the cutting edge of missions, a frontline care worker, so to speak. Responding to real needs in real time. That's what being part of an initiative is about. And you can be an active part of this initiative. Gives you a chance to pray more passionately, give strategically, push a gospel movement forward. I know you have local ministries that you support. I know there are people right here in the congregation that are struggling emotionally, financially, struggling in their marriages. We need to take care of them. But there are so many lost people that are in need of the gospel. Local ministries and outreaches are important. But did you know that 1% of all mission giving goes to people that already hear the gospel? There are 3 million people all over the world with no access to the gospel. So churches have to find a way to be strategic, both locally and their global missions. Great churches realize when you engage in global missions in a purposeful way, that helps your people to grow locally and in their heart. Effective ministry reaches the local community and the global community. So being part of what we're doing in Thailand, sponsor kids, sports outreach, plant a church. One of the really exciting things is CRU, Campus Crusade for Christ, has identified 40 church planters, and they have a dream and a goal. They're asking God for 600 cell churches in the next 10 years. So we are partnering with them to plant churches all over Thailand. Do you have a heart for those mixed up or in the sex industry, trafficking? Join us. Urban poor, no matter what your heart is, no matter what you're involved in here locally, you can do that in Thailand through our initiative. Initiatives really are this, a way to focus your resources and multiply your results by by joining others who share a passion for the same things you have a heart for. We really are better together. So much really has changed the last few weeks, hasn't it? We work at home. We watch our favorite pastor online. We spend more time on our laptops than ever before. Many are fearful, but that fear is a good thing. That questioning is a good thing. It helps us to really decide what we stand for. What do we value? We know these are confusing times, and they are for all of us. Whether you're working or laid off or alone or with family, no matter what your situation is, it's a confusing time. Even the rules keep changing. But today, what I want us to think about is, what are we building? Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27 say, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house upon sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." We had a storm roll through Milford just a few days ago. All the weathermen were predicting rain and storm and thunder, and it really did rattle the windows for a while. The rains really came. Where we live in the Philippines, we get some major storms to come by. Kay and Cha just had to ride one out this week. So we know what storms are like, both with rain, snow, sleet, and storms in our life. Pain, disappointment. Satan's always attacking us. So do you feel right now like your life is on a solid foundation, on a solid rock? Or are you feeling like you're digging a moat around your sandcastle at the beach? The longer and the harder you dig, the more it seems like the waves keep getting bigger and bigger and crashing over that sandcastle. This is a parable. There are many parables spoken by Jesus. What I think are one of the best things about parables are, every time you read them, you can have a different interpretation. What's happening in your life, what's happening in the world, what's happening around you changes how you look at this. God doesn't change, but we do. As we grow, as we change, every time we look at these, it can be something new. Many of you have probably heard this before, but two things I really want to look at today: doing the will of the Father, and what is a disciple? What is the main characteristic or the main characteristics of being a disciple? We're all building something. I pass by Lowe's. Every time I pass by Lowe's, that parking lot's full, right? Mulch and paint and nails. I mean, we're building right now. But what's going to last? See, storms will come. Paint will peel. And let me confirm, the carpet smells really new and beautiful, right? Every few years, we change the carpet. We paint. Something breaks. For me, I spent a day digging out the septic hole cover and then 2 days filling it back in. Isn't it really amazing that whatever you take out, twice as much has to go back in the hole? And it's probably a lesson there somewhere, but I had to learn it this week. But will that last? No, right? We brush and flush every day. So that's going to get filled again. And in 1 year, 5 years, whatever, someone else is going to have to dig that thing out again. Our education. It used to be, if you graduated high school, you were set. And then if you finished college, well, you have a good job. Now it's the most important thing is to have a good computer screen because everything is online. It used to be join the union. If you had your union card, you were set. But things are changing. The things we built our life on have changed. Now, really, we should not have put our trust in those things so much. God hasn't changed, but how we view them is. In our house every day, we listen to the radio. What's the Board of Health saying? Who's dying? Where's the COVID? And we used to be, well, we'd really depend on that. We knew there was a big storm coming if Shelby Scott had her hat on, right? We knew, turn into Channel 4, you knew there's a big storm. But we don't know where the storms are so much anymore. And that clearly gets us thinking, what are we valuing? Looking at yourself, looking at your own life, What urges do you obey? What do you really follow? And in this parable, it talks about two men or two people. One built their foundation on a rock, right, on God, on Jesus. The other one didn't. But at the end, verse 27, when the storm came, that house fell with a great crash. And that speaks to me, because you can build a good house. Education, good job, marry well, children, whatever we value, whatever we put our stock in, we can trust the government, we can trust these things, and it's a good house. But if the foundation isn't good, it crashes down. How many people do we know that spent years and years building a reputation that crashed with one mistake? It happens so fast. We will make mistakes. Storms will come, but God remains the same. That's really one of the keys to the parable. The foundation of the parable is this: obedience to God's word. Obedience is the evidence of true faith. What are we obeying? What are we following? James 2:14 says that. It also says earlier on, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is a wise man or wise person. But what are these words? If you have a Bible open, look back to verse 21. I'll read it. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. So let's review. We're building a life. We're all doing that. And the foundation of life is obeying God's word. And following God's word means doing the will of the Father. What is the will of the Father? Well, we know God's will is supreme. We know God wants everyone to know and love him. Do you doubt that? You shouldn't. We know as individuals, he wants us to rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. He has plans for our future. He gives us hope. That's his will. That's his will for us. That's his will for you. That's his will for the world. See, we also know Jesus left us with a challenge. Just before he died, the last challenge, so I would say, probably the most important thing he has for us. And he says, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. That's Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Popular missionary statement, missionary verses, to go and make. That's the will of the Father. To be and make disciples, we need to understand the key characteristics of one. For me, there are probably 11 or maybe even 12. We're not going to go through all 11 or 12. But we glorify God in all we do. We use our gifts and talents. No matter what your gifts and talents are, if you're a true disciple, you use them. We're always looking to glorify God. We pray for opportunities to share the gospel. I know that's something that I don't do enough, right? We are godly men and women, employees, employers, husbands, wives, parents. Do we take God in all those relationships? Is that part of our foundation? Being a godly person in all those situations? We're respectful of other people and other cultures, right? We keep learning sound doctrines, right? We keep learning. We're not satisfied. We learn more about ourselves. We learn more about God. We learn more about the world. And as we learn, we continue to evolve as disciples, see? And we're ready to suffer. That's not a popular sentiment. You know, I'm not signing up to suffer, but that's part of the deal. But there's joy in that. If you sacrifice at work, you sacrifice for your family. When we sacrifice, it's hard at the time. But later on, you look back and say, those are really great days. You know, I overcame a great thing. God gave me the strength, the wisdom, the peace to get through that. And I hope we're holding on to that now. These are frustrating days. We are suffering. People are dying. There is worry. But as a Christian, can you get past that? Sometimes I feel convicted myself. We worry about all these things, but should we? God's going to protect me. Now, we don't want to be dumb. We don't want to be reckless. But why should we worry? There's really no reason to. If I get too close to Pastor Bruce, I believe he's not contagious. Neither am I. Neither one of us are going to be in trouble. We're not 70. We're not in a nursing home. So we're in pretty good shape. I mean, it's kind of a joke, but that's really the attitude that I'm trying to have with this. Just be ready to suffer when the time comes. But there's one there is no wiggle room. I think it incorporates all the others. Are we committed to making more disciples? A true disciple of Jesus is committed to making more disciples. Because if we're making more disciples, we are glorifying God. We are using our gifts and talents. We are praying for opportunities to share the gospel. This church won't grow because of a new Facebook ad or a slick web page or a phone number and something to dial. Dial in Thai and get blessed. I mean, those are clever things, but churches grow because we invite our friends. Simply telling people what we know about Jesus. Right? You like it here. I mean, you've taken the time to tune in today. So there's something you find valuable here. So why don't we share it more with our friends and our family? Don't we want them to experience what we're experiencing? And if we're not, then maybe think about why we're not. So three tools to build your foundation. Prayer. Now that's a pretty basic one. I'm sure you've heard that before. And part of prayer is listening. Prayer is communication with God. It's not just a list of requests, but it's really listening. It's a relationship. Bible study with purpose and with people. See, and what I mean by that is, it's easy to open the Bible. You have a Bible app. We have Bible verses that come on my phone, on this, on that. But are we purposeful? Are we really invested in learning something new? Or is it those same 4 or 5, 10 verses? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We have, I'm sure, verses in our life and things that we like to study. We like to study about grace. We like to study about forgiveness. We like to study about love. But are we purposeful in our Bible study? Are we learning something new? And there's a time to do it alone, you and God. But I think there's also a time to do it with other people. You know, and I'm not sure that we sometimes value both. We like to be with people or we like to be alone. But there's great value in Bible studying and sharing ideas and being vulnerable. Being honest with ourselves, being honest with other people. We grow with other people around us. Are there people in your life that can say, hey, I think you're wrong here? Or people you can go to and really get good advice that you trust? It's easy to go around and ask advice, but do we really listen? And if somebody tells us good advice, can we tell that from just people that like to flap their gums? And maybe most importantly, maybe not, but a culture of service. See, many people will tell you to pray. Many say Bible study. But a culture of service is something that we do every waking moment. Live your life thinking of others. Okay? Trinity has many ways you can be involved locally. So many, you don't even list them anymore. And I counted 10 pictures, 7 global workers, Ames, Martin, Berry's, and some that I don't remember. But there's lots of ways you can be involved. There's lots of ways you can serve. And there's really no reason any of them should lack resources. Everything should be fully supported. Everything should have plenty of volunteers. If there are 10 things and 10 people volunteer for 10 of each of those things, that's 100 people. Well, I know there's way more than 100 people listening today. So that's why I would say there's really no excuse for those things we say are important to really be fully resourced. And if you don't like those things, well, pick another thing. But invest your life. Cultivate a culture of service. No matter where you go, no matter where you are. See, to me, that's a great foundation. Yes, education, family, knowing the will of God. But we need to be a disciple. And we need to be all about making other disciples. That's my passion. That's what we're doing in Thailand. And that's what we should be doing here. It's really pretty simple. I read it last night. God working through us so that every person in our community hears the gospel from someone they know. Well, that's not Derek and Bruce. That's you, and that's me, and that's us. But we need to continue to remind ourselves of that every day. So, wise people build their house upon a firm foundation. Foolish people can build great houses. It never says we can't build great houses. Good music, good food, right? Fire pit in the back, it's a great house. But like the sandcastle at York Beach, Maine, when the wave comes, it pretty easily goes away. Governor Baker is going to interrupt Days of Our Lives Again tomorrow to, you know, unleash us. You know, it's time to get out of the house, get back to work, take off the mask, and be unmasked for Jesus. I'll pray for you that you do the will of the Father by being and multiplying disciples. And please pray this for me. It really is time, even if Governor Baker doesn't allow us tomorrow, to just take off our mask, be brave, be a great disciple, and make disciples right where we are. Be unmasked for Jesus.
Amen. Rick, thank you so much. Hey, I want to help us to connect this message to some...